Bob, I have to ask, you served as president of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, now serve in the Ohio Senate. What does it feel like having your former members coming in to talk to you about issues that's important to them?
Well, it's great. And it's great because it's important for the agriculture community or any community to let people that represent them know what they think. And it's refreshing for me to hear directly from the farmer's mouth. You know, I wake up on the farm, I work on the farm every hour I can, but, you know, it's refreshing here. You know, we're a grain farm right now. We don't have the livestock we used to, and we never raised dairy cattle. So it's important for me to get perspective from the width, depth, and breadth of the agriculture industry, how various legislation we might pass impacts them directly.
I think there are questions on some folks' minds when they make a trip into the State House to visit with you folks. Are they making a difference while they're here?
Oh, I think definitely they do. You know, we get contacted as a state senator, a state representative, in a variety of ways, a Facebook message, a text, an email, a letter, a personal visit, a phone call. All those things work. But I think somebody that takes the time to, especially for my district, travel a great distance to visit me in the State House, I mean, that has impact, especially if I can put a face together with a name. It impacts them going forward as they text or email. I think it has value, but all those methods work. The important thing is to make the contact.
So what are you anticipating this legislative session? Going to be a tough one?
I think certainly not like the last two-year cycle. You know, I feel like... We certainly don't have the $8 billion budget deficit. We're working on a very bold, imaginative budget, you know, and the budget that the government proposed and the House is working on right now. The House will pass a better budget than the government presented. And I think when we in the Senate works on the budget, I think we'll pass a better budget than the House presented. You know, that as people get involved in the process and as the whole collective piece of Ohio works on a budget, we'll make it better. And ultimately in July, we'll have a budget that we all can be proud of. And not just stabilizes Ohio like the previous budget did, but allows and encourages incentivized growth and allows job creators to create more jobs.
Senator, I appreciate your time.
Great to be with you.